The number of homeless families living in hotels and motels at state expense is down sharply in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker is making good on a pledge to end the practice. When Baker took office on January 8, 2015, there were more than 1,500 homeless families living in motels or hotels. The number was down to 538 as of the beginning of this week. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito said the Republican administration has focused on reducing the number to zero by the end of its first term.
Reversing that policy over a year ago made sense to us, and I'm pleased that our administration has been able to achieve a success in that area.
Progress on reducing the number of homeless families put up in motels has been even more dramatic in western Massachusetts, where the number has dropped from 457 in 2015 to 21. As of this week, according to Pamela Schwartz, director of the Western Massachusetts Network to End Homelessness.
It's thrilling, really, and it really is a testimony to what can be done with state support and local implementation on a regional level. It's a testimony to that.
Schwartz credits a number of strategies, including stepped-up use of a program called Home Base that provides up to $8,000 to pay rent and other housing-related expenses.
And as a result of this focused effort, the families are able to move out of motels, and new families are not needing to move back into them. And that is a real reflection of, again, this powerful combination of state support and local implementation of case-by-case strategies affecting families' needs.
The home-based program is administered in Hampden County by HAP Housing. Lauren Voyer, Senior Vice President for Housing Support Services at HAP Housing, said housing specialists work with families to come up with suitable living arrangements.
During their 12 months of stabilization, a case manager meets with them at least monthly, often speaks with them a couple of times a month. During that time, they're assisting them to continue to keep up to date on their housing applications for subsidized units. They're continuing to assist them to either gain employment or to support them in employment.
Massachusetts, which is the country's only right-to-shelter state, has historically used motels and hotels to house homeless families temporarily when emergency shelters were full. During the economic downturn in the last decade, thousands of families wound up in motels at an average cost of $90 per day, with an average stay of 6 months. The sheltering of families in motels, often far away from friends, family, and familiar schools, was widely denounced, and former Democratic Governor Deval Patrick vowed to end the practice, but was unable to by the time he left office. Advocates question if the current success can be sustained in light of rising housing costs in the state. Voyer is optimistic.
The services that we provide during those 12 months will ideally help them to help families to hold on to their housing. The recidivism rate over the past couple of years has only been between 5% and 10%, depending on the area of the state. It's certainly more difficult in the eastern part of the state where rents are so high.
Schwartz points to the success of a pioneering program in western Massachusetts called Secure Jobs Connect that helps the homeless find employment that pays enough to afford housing.
We've seen tremendous success with that in Hampden County. I mean, this year alone, over 100 families, homeless families, have been placed in employment, and over 300 families over the last 3 years. So it's been it is a tremendously successful program that we hope to continue next year as part of the sustainability effort.
The job training program for the homeless was partially funded over the last 3 years by a grant from a private foundation. Advocates are asking for $2 million in the state budget to continue the program, now that the grant money has run out. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.